today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. But first, we'll look at the calendar. What date is today? Today, Saturday, is the 19th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of January, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As every work, we start with recitation of the Holy Quran. Today we'll listen to chapter Al Imran, verse 159.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fabima rahmatin min Allah linta lahum walau kunta faddan ghalidhal qalbi lanfaddu min hawlik. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The content of the verse works as some general instructions, but the revelation of the verse is about the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims who had ran away in the Battle of Uhud and were defeated were burning in the fire of regret, remorse, and sorrow. They gathered around the Prophet, Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and apologized. Then the Lord issued the command of their general pardon by this verse. Consultation and reliance in Allah and beloved with Him, whether we attain the aim or not.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
On today's special, we're going to hear about consultation in Islam. No doubt, through consulting with others, many personal and social problems can be solved. The combination of two thought patterns acts like the coming together of two wires of different charges, which gives light to the environment. Since consultation has a significant effect in resolving problems, the Holy Quran orders the Prophet to consult with others in finding solutions. Thus, both wisdom and narrations combine to indicate the sensitive position and the significance of consultation. It is better for Muslims to make use of this great Islamic command, which is the very basic of prosperity and social improvement. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. First of all, nobody, no ordinary person, may claim to know everything. Naturally, everybody needs advice and consultation of other people. Imagine that you may want to take a trip with your own car from your own city of residence to another city for the first time, and you don't know the roads, you don't know the, directions, destinations, or the itinerary and so on. What would you do? You try to find someone who is familiar with that city and with the ways, from your city of residence to that city. And you ask him about what would be the easiest, shortest way to take a trip from your city to another one. This is one point. And another point is that in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as indicated in the book Nahjul Balagha, which is a collection of the discourses of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's indicated that when people receive consultation or suggestions of other people, that person would be less subject to making mistakes. At the same time, we find that when you read, for example, history books or, for example, different history books about a certain historical period, or, for example, when you read various history books about one subject, it's as if you experienced and you share with other people the fruits and the results of the experience of having witnessed that place or, for example, civilization, culture, and institution and else.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The title of this part is The Right of Him, Allah, Whose Advice and Consultation You Seek. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and this program, today's special. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, states, "And the right of him whose advice you seek is that you should not accuse him when he gives you advice that does not conform to your own opinion." It is quite natural that opinions are divergent and people have various views about their affairs in which they disagree. You are free not to accept his advice if you doubt it. However, you are not permitted to accuse him of providing you with ill advice as long as you consider him to be of those worthy of consultation. Do not stop thanking him for the thoughts and the good advice he has given you, and if it was appropriate for you, you should thank Allah for it. Accept it from your brother, from your sister, with gratitude, and be ready to act similarly for him should one day he seek your advice. And there is no power but in Allah. Imam Sajjad advises us not to accuse the one whose advice we seek if what they suggest does not agree with our own opinion. If his advice is in agreement with our own opinion, then we should thank Allah and be grateful to the person who advised us.
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warmth of candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. I feel you in the chill as the seasons turn, laying down a seed with its lessons learned. The circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. The circle joins your love with mine.
Who's to consult with? Dear brothers and sisters, I invite you to listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, consultation should be carried out within its limits. Otherwise, it will be more harmful than beneficial to the one seeking advice. Firstly, the one consulted should be intelligent. Secondly, he should be a free, religious man. Thirdly, he should be a sincere friend. Fourthly, when he becomes acquainted with your inner thoughts, his knowledge of it should be like your knowledge of yourself. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, said, O Hisham, associating with people of religion is nobility in this world and the hereafter. Consulting with an intelligent, sincere advisor is good fortune and a blessing and guidance. It is a form of divine success. Therefore, be aware of acting against the advice of an intelligent, sincere advisor whose advice you seek, for in that lies ruin.
وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرُهُمْ Their affairs in the community has to be a consultation among them. Consultation is against dictatorship. Beginning with the family. In the family is made of a father and a mother, husband and a wife, and children, whether one or five or more. They have to implement consultation, shura. Shura. Shura means that they have to speak to each other, and they have to consult, and when something important comes up, they have to discuss it. The husband has to discuss that with his wife. The wife has to discuss that with her husband and her kids. They have to discuss it. They have to give their opinion. This is the adab, the manners, the teachings of this book. In the family, when you have something important, when you are about to make an important decision, you have to get them on board. Members of the family, they have to sit and discuss this. Discuss it among themselves. They should not make a decision, you know, hasty decision with no consultation. This is called dictatorship. We think dictatorship is only in the presidential palace, only in politics. No, sometimes it's in the family. In the family, one of them, sometimes the father, sometimes the mother, sometimes one of the kids, their son, their daughter. They make decisions without consultation. This is not good. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ They should consult. مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ يَقُولُ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ Someone whose habit is to consult is not going to be disappointed.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, We leave you in Allah's protection.